Spending a few minutes now with Penn Head football coach Ray Priori, his squad spring football in the books. And first of all, coach, overall takeaway from the spring, did you get what you wanted out of the workouts and everything?
Absolutely. I think it's all about development in the offseason, and we got a chance to watch our young kids grow. You see them in the wintertime lifting. You apply it now onto the field, which is great. And we had some staff changes, so it was really great to see our new offensive coordinator, Kevin Morris, come in, implement the offense in the short period of time, and I saw some good success there, great confidence with the team so far.
You mentioned Kevin. What will he bring to the table as an OC, and how did the first implementations go?
Went well. I think he's proven as a coordinator. He's had tremendous amount of success everywhere he's been. I think the kids love the upbeat style of what their offense is transitioning to. Conceptually, a lot of the same things. It's really how you apply it, and it's actually the person himself. Kevin's a very, very high-energy, positive guy moving forward, and I think it was a bit great for our program at this point in time and to move it forward.
Were there any position groups that you were a little more intrigued to see how they came together over the spring than others? And if so, what did you get out of them?
Sure. I think you're always looking for points on both sides of the ball to see them develop and move. One was the offensive line. And I thought collectively with that group, you saw them grow. Tight ends as well. I thought coming in, we had a lot of young players, and I thought they really applied themselves and did a nice job. And some young defensive backs. I thought that was another area where we had some loss of some talent, but the younger kids really stepped up in the spring. But it's just, again, we're still 6 months out from Delaware, and we're still a work in progress.
Familiar names coming back at quarterback. How have they progressed?
I think all the quarterbacks, the nice part about it was you saw them all progress. The different difficulty for them is they're learning new offense. Okay, so I really believe that is still a question for us of where we're heading with that position. They all worked hard, they're all focused, but yet I'm not sure if anybody really pulled themselves out of the pack at this point.
And part of your spring was you went to China. We were talking about it off the air, but that's quite a trip.
Yes, it was. It was 135 people taking them to Beijing and to Shanghai. Thanks to the support of our president and our athletic director, it was a phenomenal experience for our kids. A once-in-a-lifetime trip that nobody will ever go back. And it was so many great takeaways, bringing American football to mainland China. It was awesome. Get a chance to work with their youth, hiking the Great Wall. It was quite an experience.
And you actually got to play over there. What was that like? And how is American football received over there?
Well, American football is big. And obviously they know it from the NFL level. But yet it's just in its early stages. They're trying to promote it within the youth football. So we got a chance to work with a lot of youth football people. The team that we played, they had some talented kids, but they still understand the preparation for it, the strength training, the speed and that stuff. So it was great to play a game against somebody else, which is great, and make some great friendships with their team and obviously some even their coaches.
How long was that in the works, and how long did that take to put together? Because that's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts. It really started about April 1st last year, and we were able to pull it off in around 10 months, which was great. I give, again, all the thanks to our administration and their efforts and our staff and those folks to be able to put it together, because moving 135 people 7,000 miles away was not easy.
And how much does it do, for this – it's right in the middle of your spring there, as far as bringing the team together, spending that much time together. I can only imagine that accelerates the camaraderie and stuff like that.
Absolutely. The bonding was tremendous there. And I'll use a phrase on the Great Wall. We needed everybody to help us up and help us down. Everyone was pushing each other. But there was great bonding in there. So the guys got a chance to see each other. Now, we were with each other all the time. Now, it was 8 days, and it was up at 6, in bed at 10, and I was full gone, and with football included with it. So we had meetings over there. We had a practice over there. We had a walkthrough. So there's a lot of things, moving parts going on. But for our whole team culture and mindset, some great things.